Bible reading number 9, Genesis 8, verse 4 and following. The flood ended. The barge came to rest in the Ararat mountain range on the 17th day of the 7th month. The water continued to go down until the 10th month. The tops of the mountains could be seen on the first day of the 10th month. There was no longer any flood water on the earth. Noah removed the covering of the barge and looked out. Look, the surface of the ground was dry. On the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the land was dry. Then God said to Noah, Leave the barge, you, your wife, your sons, and the wives of your sons along with you. Bring out with you every living creature, all flesh, birds, animals, and everything that crawls upon the earth, so that they may spread throughout the world. Be fertile and increase in number on earth. Then Noah went outside. His sons, his wife, and the wives of his sons followed him. Every animal, crawling thing, and bird, anything that moved on land, came out of the barge in order. God made an agreement with Noah. God blessed Noah and his sons. He said to them, Have many children, so that your descendants will live all over the earth. All the land animals, all the wild birds, everything which crawls on the ground, and all the fish of the sea will be afraid of you. They are all under your control. Now you may eat them, as well as the green plants. I am giving them all to you as food. The one thing you must not eat is meat which still has the blood, its life, in it. I forbid this. If anyone takes a human life, he will certainly be punished. I will kill any animal that takes a human life. Mankind was made like God, so whoever murders an individual will himself be killed by other people. You must have many children so that your descendants will live all over the earth. Spread out.
Then God said to Noah and his sons,
I am now making my covenant with you and with your descendants, and with all creatures, the birds, the livestock, and every single living thing on earth, everything that came out of the barge with you. I hereby make my covenant with you. I promise that no creatures will ever be destroyed again by a worldwide flood. A flood will never destroy the earth again.
Then God said,
I am putting my rainbow in the clouds as a sign of this permanent covenant which I am making with you and with all living creatures. This rainbow will be the sign of my covenant with the world. Whenever I cover the sky with clouds and the rainbow appears, I will remember my promise to you and to all the living animals that a flood will never again destroy all creatures. When the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the permanent covenant between me and all living beings on earth.
Then God said to Noah,
That will be the sign of the promise which I am making to all creatures on earth.